Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of the Brain Injury Radio Network.
Brain Injury Radio and Radio Ability are sponsored by the TBI Network.
Find them on facebook.com/TBI Network or at tbifn.org.
Brain Injury Radio is on 7 nights a week, and now, for tonight's episode of Brain Injury Radio.
Hi, good evening, and welcome to Mess with MS on Brain Injury Radio. Brain Injury Radio is committed to brain injury awareness. During the week, we have shows that run from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. On Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, our shows run from 5:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific. This show airs on the network this show and other shows air on this network across the United States and in 36 countries. My name is Lisa Dreyer. I came to Brain Injury Radio Network in 2015 after first appearing on Blog Talk Radio, our affiliate network, as an actress while I was traveling across the country performing. I was diagnosed with MS, or multiple sclerosis, during my journey, and it certainly changed my life. I called my show Mess with MS for many reasons, but mostly because MS is one of the chronic conditions that I suffer from. Only one. I belong on the Brain Injury Network because my first diagnosis was after birth, where due to the lapsed care of a neonatal nurse, I suffered a cardiac arrest as a preemie. This caused a brain injury. Over the course of my life, I have been diagnosed with epilepsy, lupus, Raynaud's, concussion, TBI, and a host of other issues. But also, I am and have been a writer, a teacher, an actress, an animal lover, a volunteer, a friend, and a proud Brain Injury Radio Network host. You can listen to Mess with MS the second and fourth Saturday of the month, 5:30 Pacific or 8:30 Eastern, and you can find it in the archives. This show is for survivors of brain injury, their caregivers, and the professionals who care for them. I also have people come on from other communities, such as addiction, autoimmune, and other types of chronic health issues. I invite all of our listeners to sit back, relax, and listen to Alyssa Marie's story. She's the guest tonight. She is an artist who has gone through many challenges. She also has a brain injury, but our stories are very different. Alyssa is a woman who is truly gifted and passionate. Tonight, I will be gifting the third and the sixth caller with earrings from her True Colors product line. You can call in at 424-243-9540. That again is 424-243-9540. If you have a hard time getting through, keep dialing in. The show will be 85 minutes long, and this is on 6/29/2019. So if you're listening to the show in the archives, don't get all excited. Hi, Alyssa.
Hello, Lisa.
Hi, it's very good to talk to you tonight.
Yeah, very nice.
Okay, first of all, am I pronouncing your name right? Is it Alisa or
no,
Alyssa?
Yep, it's Alisa.
Alisa, okay. Sorry, excuse me. I know people do that to me too, so I understand. I want to know a lot about your story. From right now, most of what I know is just from just a little bit. I just know a little tiny bit from. I know you have a brain injury.
Yeah.
What happened to you in 2017 that changed your life?
In 2017 that changed my life?
Uh-huh. Yes.
2017, I had another dose of MRI contrast dye. I had my last dose of MRI contrast dye in 2017. That changed my life.
Okay. So that wasn't your, was it from because of your brain injury or?
Way back in 2012, I had a back-to-back concussion.
Okay.
Which then was diagnosed with testing in September of 2013, diagnosed that I had a traumatic brain injury.
Okay.
But I've had multiple concussions.
You've had multiple concussions and you had one traumatic brain injury. Okay, so...
No, a concussion is a traumatic brain injury.
Okay.
Any kind of hit to the head is a traumatic brain injury.
Is a traumatic brain injury. I know that. Sorry.
That's okay. An acquired brain injury is like multiple sclerosis. So, you know, yeah. I have a TBI, an ABI. I don't have MS, but I have autoimmune issues.
See, I have an ABI and a BI, and I've had TBI. So it all gets difficult because I have epilepsy, and because I have MS, I've fallen and I've hit my head so many times. But it's hard to explain that to people. It's even hard to differentiate from myself. Because there have been so many times that I've fallen and hit my head and hit it quite hard. There was a whole year where I just kept falling and hitting my head. And I know
I haven't hit my head
like
now since 2017.
The defense mechanism you've gone to 2017.
I haven't hit my head since 2017. So this is called recovery. And let me tell you, it sucks.
Yeah.
You know, recovery's hard. You know, it's hard.
Believe me, I know that recovery is hard. I've had several times in my life where I have called and I've fallen and I've hit my head. And I've crawled from after I've hit my head across the house to get to my bed. You know, no one else was home. I completely understand. And I've had to go through, you know, all the steps you get to after that to recover. Caller 691 or 317, I just want to tell you that I am seeing you. I do recognize that you have called in. I just want to tell you that we do see you. And if you are calling in to win a prize tonight, you are not the third or sixth caller. So if you are just calling in to win the prize, you should try calling back. but But yeah, so I just picked the 2017 date because I wanted to see if that was, I understood from your Elisa's True Color site that that was a moment that changed your life, because you talked about that on your site, that it changed your life.
Yeah,
so
True Colors
Awakens
happened.
Okay, I wanted to ask
I mean,
you,
that's
like,
when,
why that...
That changed my life? It was October.
Yeah,
well,
why
no,
did,
it was probably March.
Did it change your
March
life?
Of 2017. I think March of 2017, it changed my life when I helped Alan Wilbar do the Learning Man play about his brain injury and his recovery that he wrote. He wrote a story, and he did 9 shows at the Hatbox Theater. And I did the gallery, got art from disabled artists worldwide. And that's when I realized I was an artist, you know, was the Learning Man project, Alan's play. It was in March of 2017.
That's amazing.
It's an amazing story.
It was,
it's amazing poetry, amazing music he has. I mean, yeah, we got to get it going more.
It's amazing that
you know?
It, in helping someone else, you uncovered your true artist, you know.
Yeah,
that's
he's the one that showed me. Yeah. He is the one that like showed me that it wasn't just melted crayon on canvas, that it was actually called art, and that I was an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, oh, okay. Well then, you know, and then that's when everything just took off. I mean, it took off in October of 2017 when I debuted all of my paintings at a dance studio here in New Hampshire. And then also in October, some of my paintings were installed at a wellness center for women here in New Hampshire to give them hope and inspiration to keep fighting. But I didn't start designing anything until, like, I don't know. Well, in October 2017, I did start some jewelry and stuff like that. But it got pretty intense when my mom told me in February of 2018 that they found a tumor on her breast. And that's when I realized my paintings had a purpose and they just didn't belong on a wall. You know, they belong on people to put the battle scars that we can't see inside, wear them on the outside, and start opening the door for awareness and education to other people that just see a normal looking person. And we're not. We're broken. So I have many designs that I'm very passionate about, either happened in my life or to people that I know.
That's very powerful.
Mm.
That your designs connect
mm-hmm.
you to your family and your loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
So
my life. It's my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the year that you officially started was 2018, 2000 and.
I registered as a small business in 2018. I started melting crayons way back in, 2013, right after I was diagnosed with a brain injury. And my daughter, my younger daughter, her name's Emily, and she's the one that showed me a technique of how to melt crayons on a canvas. And my first one was Purple Storm. And Purple Storm is for abuse. But she's the one that taught me how to do it with a blow dryer and a fork. And it started out as art therapy. I didn't know what I was doing back then. I was actually planting seeds for what I've designed and in my life. I created an ability out of my disability with crayons.
You know, people get started with crayons, and sometimes we just don't stop with them. They're a wonderful tool.
I started with them, and now I'm designing, and that's the best. That's just, like, it's amazing to design clothes and all kinds of different accessories and jewelry, and it's wild. It's wild. It's cool.
Yeah. And they're extremely beautiful.
Thank you.
How do you find your inspiration for what you do?
How do I find my inspiration?
I'm sorry.
I've realized, you know, after I hit level 50, we only, like what my poem says, you know, we only get one life. This isn't a dress rehearsal. We ain't gonna like do this again. I mean, well, I don't know, that's probably another show about believing what we believe, but you know, the inspiration, I feel that I don't want to let people down. I don't want to let myself down. My inspiration is it's my daughters. You know, it's my daughters. It's to keep showing them, you know, no matter how dark things get, that there's always light. There's just, you just have to just keep fighting and just keep believing in yourself, that, you know, and don't give up on your dreams. You know, I mean, being a mom didn't come with instructions, that's for sure.
Working with kids for as many years as I have, I would say that it certainly would not.
No.
Being a mom is probably the hardest job,
you know,
in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is. It was hard, and being brain injured and going through my own stuff, not even realizing I had a brain injury. It's just like, oh my gosh, these poor kids. You know, I'm trying to make amends, that's for sure. It's what I can. You know, so anyways, the jewelry line, actually, the sunshine pins are from my daughter, my older daughter, Alana. And the Be True to Yourself bracelets are for my daughter, Emily. They're it's for them. So, yeah, I'm trying to just help people not feel so alone, you know. I know what it feels like. And I think if we start to open up the door for education and awareness about the scars that you can't see on the outside, it's going to change the way people think of themselves and of their life. I feel that I can assist in preventing people from committing suicide with my vision. I mean, maybe it's crazy, I don't know, but I feel that, you know, we need to start talking about our stories to help other people. I think that's the way to do it.
I agree. I totally agree with that. Have mm-hmm. you ever been on the brink of a suicidal? Have you ever been there? Have you ever been like on the brink of suicide or been in that lonely place?
Yeah, right now my Out of the Darkness. Yes, my Out of the Darkness series is on sale right now until tomorrow. And my Out of the Darkness was June of 2017. My most powerful piece in that is Battle Scars of a Warrior, where I wanted to, you know, hurt myself that day, and instead I cut the canvas, and that is my Battle Scars of a Warrior. And that is the most powerful one, I think, in that series. I was homeless. I was on a friend's couch. I didn't know where I was going to end up living. You know, I was devastated, but I made all of those paintings in like 2 weeks. 2 weeks. I made like 7 paintings, and they all mean something. We've got freedom, which is red, white, and blue, and that is for recovery, any kind of recovery in your life, you know, freedom. Baby, you're a firework. She's a good seller, and she represents self-love, acceptance, and forgiveness. Who else is in that collection? We've got Hope Survives. That's like a yellow one. And that's to stop the stigma of invisible illness. Any kind of invisible chronic illness, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. My memory's so...
I have a bunch of them written down.
Oh, good. Yeah, good.
The names of your products are very evocative. So I have Tears of Fire for MS, Purple Storm for abuse.
Yes, Tears of Fire for my aunt.
Yeah. Battle Scars of a Warrior for TBI and environmental illness. A Grateful Flower for medical.
No, that's Green Battle.
That's for medical cannabis, yeah.
Yep.
Healing Rain is for depression. The breast cancer is Aloha. Self-love, acceptance, and forgiveness is Baby, You're a Firework.
Yep.
Any addiction or detox battle is... I don't have that one down, but that's...
Oh, Battle of Detox.
That's Detox. Okay.
Battle of
Detox, Suicide Prevention is Battle Scars of a Warrior.
Yep.
Yeah. Depression is Healing Rain. Eating disorders is Lost Emotions. That is a great title for that. Personally,
yep.
I have struggled with eating disorders during my life, and let me tell you that is an amazing title for eating disorders because what you are doing is you are stuffing your emotional life.
Exactly.
Whether you are choosing to eat too much or eat too little, you are stuffing your emotional. You are eating your emotions. My True Colors is Be Your Own Hero. Serenity is Brain Injury.
Yep.
Toxic is Neurotoxicity.
That's a bestseller too.
Yeah, these are all very beautiful. Everyone listening, True Explosion is Say No to MRA with Contrast.
Say no to one, yes.
And so, I know that some of these are very close to your heart. And so, which of these do you have personal experience with?
All of them.
Yeah.
That's my life. That's my life.
That's how you pick these issues to be your product line.
Yeah, it was just like I said, after my mom told me about the breast cancer and then how Aloha was pink, one of my first paintings, it just like, and then Brain Injury was blue, I was just, everything just like all came together, like in my head. It was like boom, boom, and boom. It was like, you know, fireworks. It just all came together. The names came together and like the colors. And I was like, oh my gosh, wow, this is so cool. It's cool.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
Lisa,
I mean,
that's why how I told you yesterday when we were talking on IM, I said to you, I'm having a problem picking which one I want. And it's not because, like, I know, I know, like, you have one just specifically for MS, but I personally.
I know, too.
I have so many, you know, I'm having problems right now with, you know, the neurotoxicity. I'm having problems with,
yes.
you know, there's just all of these things. Like, it's like boom, 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 boom. What haven't I ever had problems with before? And, you know, I mean, this just all hits me on such a personal level. And I was going,
mm-hmm.
well, Lisa and I must have a lot in common.
Yeah, we really do.
This is going to be great having her on my show, and we could talk about all this. But, I mean, obviously, I've also found a person who I'm going to be good friends with. I'm really happy to know you. And
thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm happy to know you, too.
And,
mm-hmm.
But it's wonderful that you can focus on these issues and find a way to connect with a new community
mm-hmm.
of people and share your artwork and share yourself, share of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, I mean, I know I've always been pushed to make art because, you know, when I express myself normally, I don't feel like I express myself in a correct manner. But when I make and express art, I feel like I actually can express myself better than if I were just to, you know, say, this is my problem. Let me tell you what's going on with my life. Here's
mm-hmm.
the story really quickly. You know, I can't do
yeah.
that. I'm not that type of person. But if I am to put out it out in an artistic fashion, I feel like people understand and are drawn to it
yes.
in a totally different
mm-hmm.
sort of way. And I can kind of do that here on the radio show, and that way I'm allowed to help other people. I'm allowed to share people's stories. And you know what? This 317 number has been waiting for such a long time. I'm going to ask to pick up on them and see what's going on with them today.
Okay.
Hi, 317. You're on Mess with MS. 317? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Goodbye, 317. I don't know who that was, but we're going to just continue on with ourselves. I took their number down in case they had just walked away from the phone, and
mm-hmm.
I can call them back because, you know, maybe they are our lucky winner for the evening. But thank you for giving me all of the names of your products. And
mm-hmm.
do you have the poem that you wanted to read? Lisa?
Let me grab it. Yeah, let me get it. Hold on a second. All right, it's called, it's called something. Hold on. Yeah, it's called My True Colors. And actually, this was written in June of, 2016, before I even knew, everything. This poem kind of is coming true for me. It's really, it's strange. But it, when you guys order for me, you receive a copy of the poem signed also. All right, so it's called My True Colors. It goes like this. I'm tired, weary of speculations. I want to give up. I never have. Guard down close some of the times. Just keep fighting. Hold on. Don't let the world beat you down. You have people to prove wrong. Do it for yourself. Do it for the people that love and care. Never stop seeking the answers or asking the questions why. Hold on to hope. Believe in yourself. You will never know unless you try. Follow your heart, not your mind. The heart knows the answers. Just listen and feel it deep down on the inside. This is your life, your journey, your story, not a dress rehearsal. Find your passion in the tangled web of lies and deception, the hurt and the brokenhearted. See the true colors of who you are, not the others that have done you wrong. Outsiders see you as weak, powerless, scared, afraid to speak. Feels like you need to wear a disguise. Hide your emotions, hide your pain. You want to escape, fly free to the sky. Release the ball and chain that's been holding you a hostage inside. Take the weight off your shoulders and let it melt. And I forgot, hold on. I'm so sad. Goodbye, black and white. You were just the negatives of my life. Time to make way for my true colors. Keep looking through the camera lens. Once you have it focused, you will see more clearly. You will like the new you. It's going to take time, patience, and work. A lot of tears you will cry. Just try to smile on the days with dark skies. All the pain and struggles you have suffered and endured have made you stronger, wiser, giving you wisdom to know right from wrong. You have been dragged through the mud for way too long, been walked on, beaten down. It's time to stand on your rock. Take those people off those pedestals. They never deserve to be on them. Get off that roller coaster of twists and turns. It's your time to live the life you were meant to have, to love and to be loved. Follow your dreams. Don't give them up. Keep knocking at the door until it opens. Walk right through and let the world see the new you. So that's my poem.
It's really good. That's a beautiful poem.
It's very powerful. Thank you.
Yeah, it is very powerful.
Mm-hmm. And that goes.
How does it make you feel to read it out loud? How does it make you feel to read it out loud and share your feelings? Yeah, it's like a big rush of emotion, huh?
It's very hard, yeah, because, I mean, it's not easy. It's not easy to walk through the new door. It's not easy to take people off pedestals. It's not easy to, like, oh my God, to be patient. It's not easy to believe in yourself. It's not easy. It's just not easy, but you got to do it. And that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I got to keep looking at this poem, and I have to keep drawing strength from it. I really do. Myself, and I wrote the darn thing, and it's not easy. It's not. I'm not going to lie and sugarcoat it. You know, it's recovery sucks, and because everything makes sense, you know, if that makes sense. But,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like Alan says in his play. Mm-hmm. You have to, like, watch The Learning Man. I'll have to send you the link for Learning Man, and you'll have to have Alan on here and talk. He has to talk about his play because it's just amazing. Because he has a line in his play where, you know, I wish they would send a letter next time. And, damn, I wish they would send a letter next time, you know, because it's
Yeah, it's I understand hard. From being, you know, I was a theater major, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Alan's last name is what?
Wilbur. I'll send you his link for Learning Man.
Okay.
And, you know, the poem he has is just the poetry, everything. He needs, you know, it's amazing what he did. So he's got to get out there. Mm.
I respect art. As an artist, I respect art. that's what I live. I live my life around art, and I fully respect it. It's like I respect nature. I respect art and beauty, and that's you know, that's my stuff.
Yeah. Well, I believe just because we have a disability or a brain injury or, you know, if we, you know, if that's what our the cards
that
are
doesn't
in life
stop
for
you.
Us. No, we can still be creative, and we can learn different ways to adapt. And I think we're all creative, like with poetry or art, or even photography, or knitting, or singing, or anything. You know, we all have something. We just have to keep tapping into it and find
Everyone
it.
Everyone does. Yeah.
And go with it.
And it's. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. You have to. You have to keep riding that wave. And you know what? Sometimes people try to stuff it down. They try to stop you. They try to tell you it's not good. But it always is good. It always is the best. The best.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to know that what you do is perfectly all right. What you do might be the best. And just because it's different doesn't mean that it's not right. Just because it's different might mean that it's better. It might mean that it's better than someone else's. You just have to keep doing it, and you will keep improving. And everyone's art is perfectly wonderful. And, I mean, people
definitely.
Just need to keep doing what they're doing and practicing and getting better and better, better and better. I mean, like, if you have a passion, keep doing it. Keep growing. Keep getting better. Don't stop. Never stop.
Nope, never give up. Yeah, try to never give up.
Never
but
give
you,
up.
If you have to give up, get back up. Even after you give up, just get back up.
Yeah.
I mean, we you know, it's not easy. You know, but we have to have our days where, you know, we just want to just shut out the world and just stay to ourselves, because that's also protecting our energy, if you know what I mean. That's what I've been doing.
As an actor, I learned this. I learned that you fall on your face thousands of times. That doesn't mean that you're not going to be brilliant 150 of those times. But you know what? You're going to not be good a lot of times. But you're going to be really good sometimes. Really, really, really good. And it's those moments that you live for. It's those moments when you can touch someone, when you can share something, when you can share that true emotion. When you can give people that wonderful feeling and you connect them to you, and to themselves, and to their real emotion, that's why you're there. That's why you're doing it. And I'm sure you understand that as an artist. You're sharing a bit of you, you know.
I want to help
people. You're sharing of yourself to help people. Exactly. And I mean, that's why we make art. That is why we make art. And
it's hard,
and
though,
I think
to put
that is why artists
to be vulnerable, you know.
Yeah.
Right, and it's hard to be vulnerable and to, you know, I don't know. I go back
super
and forth.
Hard.
It's difficult.
Yeah.
It is. But someone,
it
I
is.
Feel, you know, just got to do it. You just, I don't know. Growing up, I didn't have a lot of confidence. You know, I mean, that's, you get that as a child with the confidence and stuff. And I don't feel you know, growing up, I had confidence as a child, as a kid. You know, it's, and I'm learning it. I'm learning what it is. Like I just released my, the True Chakra. My True Chakra line is from True Colors Awakens. And it's the seven colors of the chakra. You know, the gold one is confidence. The purple one is cosmic energy. The red one is survivor. The green is love. Light blue is express yourself. Did I say all seven? There were seven of them. don't even know. Am I missing one?
I have less than counting.
Orange, orange, courage, orange, orange is courage, orange is courage. So that's my newest. No, that's not my newest line. That's the line I just released, I think, what, last month. I'm getting confused with what I'm doing. I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm just winging it.
I showed that picture. For those people listening to this broadcast, those are the pictures that I showed. I showed the chakra pictures. If you are listening to this broadcast, I showed the chakra pictures for this broadcast, and they're incredibly beautiful. How did you get the inspiration to do the chakra line? The chakras themselves. Like, did you think, oh, it would be neat to do?
My friend Tony, her name is Tony, and she is in, oh gosh, she's in Arizona, I think. She's the one that inspired me with the chakra line, because she's a healer, and that's where the true chakra seven pictures came from, was Tony, and she also helped me. She started me with my the website also, the one we built.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it was her. Mm-hmm. And she's a healer.
So she's a website
designer? No, I don't know. She helped me. I don't remember the whole thing. I just remember she helped me start the Shopify store in December, I think, of 2017? What the heck year are we in? Oh, dear God. We're in 2 years. So, yeah, I think it was like
19.
So maybe it was 2000. Damn, I don't even remember. I think it was like the end of 2017. I think we attempted to make a store. I think. My memory sucks sometimes. It really does, but.
That's okay.
She's the
we understand if
yeah,
we have brain injuries.
Yes, it's not easy. Mm-mm. I freeze. I mean, if you guys watch my lives, it's just like follow the bouncing ball, because I can't stay on task. I can't stay focused. Mm-mm. Nope.
Can you tell us how your brain injury occurred, Elisa?
Which one, darling? Because there's many.
Okay, well, first of all, let's
I
talk
had meningitis.
About that. Let's talk about the fact that you've had multi brain injuries.
Oh my gosh, I don't even know. My first concussion was in I found out my first concussion was in 1998.
Okay.
I didn't even know this up until I didn't know my first concussion was in 1998 until 2017 is when I found out my first concussion was in 1998. So my whole marriage, I was brain injured. I didn't know. It makes a lot of sense thinking back to my marriage. But I was also very, very, I was chronically sick from 1999 until now. And it started with, my gosh, I had like ringing in my ears. One of the first symptoms, you know, it was ringing in my ears. And I was diagnosed with Meniere's disease back in 2001. But remember, my concussion was in 1998. And then I had MRI contrast dye in August of 99 was my first test. And then it all went downhill from there. More concussions,
99.
More loss of balance. Mm-hmm, more loss of balance, more concussions. Neuropathy, being diagnosed with chronic pain. More MRIs.
Being having more MRIs due to the chronic pain and the neuropathy?
Yeah, more. Yeah, for finding out, you know, why I was getting the ringing in the ears, why was I getting, like, you know, burning and stuff in my body. It's just, oh my goodness, it's just like, I'm not sure if I want to open up that door, but it's just.
No, it's okay.
All the puzzle pieces have been put together, you know. I just say, all the puzzle pieces of my life have been put together, and it's sad. It's sad with what I've been through and the loss that I went through to get to where I am now. I had to lose everything. I mean, I was even exposed to toxic mold in 2016. I lost my house. Lost everything in it, lost all my poems, lost my journals.
Did you have your house tested for mold?
I had the air tested. I had the walls tested, and it came up as starchy. Oh. And the C word, ketonium, I can't pronounce it. We shouldn't have to know these damn words, but, you know, but also the problem with this whole, the more puzzle pieces was in January of 2015, I was injected with Gavistat. I had another MRI. So I was in rehab 3 times. Couldn't walk. Ended up with meningitis. Supposedly, I was diagnosed with meningitis. Like 2 months after moving in from that house. Bought the house in January of 2015. Was injected in January of 2015. Then meningitis, like 2 months later. I don't know. Like I said, my puzzle pieces are together, and I don't know anymore. I don't want to know anymore, you know? I don't want to know anymore. I don't want to know the truth anymore because it's scaring the hell out of me.
I understand. Now let me tell you something about myself.
Mm-hmm.
I am not living in my house anymore in Ohio, and people who listen to the show will understand that. I'm not living in my house anymore in Ohio because the same types of toxic mold that you were just talking about were found in my house in Ohio.
So,
right now they're trying to clean up my house in Ohio. I had 4 of the most toxic mold types of mold found in my house in Ohio. I'd been living
now,
in
now
that
you've
house.
Now you've had contrast, right? You've had contrast.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have, but I asked my neurologist to stop giving it to me at a certain point when it was found out that it was multiple. I asked my neurologist
When did you find out? When did you find out it was bad?
I'm unsure. Probably after I started going to the Cleveland Clinic. So, I mean, within the last 4 years, but it was after I went into the mold-infested house. So within the last 3 years, but so I've had contrast since I've been into the mold house. But like, even though I've been on the best kinds of medicines, and I'm not on medication right now, but even though, you know, best kinds of medications, I'm on the best kind of diet, I've everything, I have not been improving. So with my MS, according to my levels. So I should be much better, but I'm not. It's probably due to the mold. So that is why I'm not living in Ohio right now. I'm living in Arizona.
Yeah,
so
you're Arizona.
My significant other and I both are. My significant other right now is very ill from the exposure, but you know, we haven't had my levels tested yet, but from what we have been doing, so am I. So, it's a big deal, and I totally understand what you're talking about, and I understand how it's very, very upsetting.
Yeah, it is upsetting.
We don't know whether
we don't know
whether we're gonna lose all of our things or not right now. I don't know. We might be losing our house and all of the things in our house. I have all my journals, which are the most important thing in the world to me.
Oh, God, I can't believe I lost everything. Mm-hmm.
All of my books. I already had to lose all of my books.
I lost it. I know. It's so, oh, my God.
It's terrible. I understand what you've gone through, and I might be going through the exact same thing.
Mm.
I traveled across the country, and I already had to go through all of my things and decide which of the most important possessions I had. And the most important possessions I have are in that house, and that house is full of toxic mold. And I don't know if I can keep any of those things.
Mm.
So right now,
oh my gosh,
I'm in this house in Arizona, and I have a couple of things, and those are my things. But you know what? The thing that's important is that I am here, and I am able to be on the radio with you, and I am able to share my story.
Mm-hmm. That's what we have to do. That's what I'm hoping. Yep. That's what I'm hoping. Alicia's True Colors will help people not be afraid to share their story, you know, with a piece of jewelry or something. Oh, I like your earrings, or I really like your pendant, you know, what is it? Oh, it's traumatic brain injury, you know. I actually have a traumatic brain injury. No, you can't see it, but, you know, just open up the door for conversation, you know, to raise awareness and educate people that can't see the scars on us, you know.
Yeah.
So other people aren't so alone. You can be helping the next person.
Yeah, that's why I would really like to come to – are you in Rhode Island?
I'm in New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, okay. That's why I would really like to come to New Hampshire and do an MS Beautiful shoot with you in New Hampshire.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I think that would be awesome. Yeah, that would be like a combined. It would be a 1-2 punch. It would be Elisa's True Colors and an Emma's Beautiful shoot. It would be amazing.
Yeah.
So we have
that
a caller here.
Wow.
It would be really amazing, right? Anyways, we'll talk about it afterwards.
Definitely talk more about this.
Okay, it's an 804 caller, and I'm going to pick up and see if they want to talk to us.
Okay.
Hello, you're on Mess with MS.
Hi,
Casey.
How are you doing today? I know this is not a guy's night out, but I was just, I just wanted to express there's something that Lisa put up, or Lisa Marie. Put up from Wendy Renzella, brain injury survivors are the most extraordinary people, surviving the most terrible circumstances and become the more extraordinary because of it. I think that's really good that you put that up on your board. And I have to tell you, I'm a sucker for colors and things like that, especially when they're put out. And I think the colors that you use are very nice, very enlightening. Especially flowers, because everybody likes flowers, you know. They always give people hope, and if you don't go and give a girl a rose, you don't give her a red rose, she's not gonna love it, you know. You go and give her a black one, she's gonna go kill you. So you know, I thought the bracelets that you had were about healing were very nice. And yeah, I kind of went down your thing here. But I also wanted to know, do you ever put any bracelets out or jewelry, or put into your paintings something like, say, I'm a survivor of brain injury, or I'm a survivor, or put it like
you mean have it on my to have, like, the serenity is for brain injury. Like, have it say, I'm a brain injury survivor on, like, the painting itself. Like, have it on the...
Right.
Is that what you're talking about?
Just, yeah.
No,
because
I want people to know... No, because I want people to know, you know, Serenity, my painting Serenity, when you see that design, you'll know it's for brain injury. I don't want it to be like, I want people to be able to open their own mouths and not have to have it say it, you know, like open up the door for awareness and open the door for conversation instead of having it written down. But I know what you're coming from. Yeah, I don't know if
yeah,
I want to
I
do
just,
that.
I've got like a bracelet on my hand, you know, that says epilepsy, and you know, and it's nice and gold, and everybody can see it, and you know, I was just wondering if you
have one for
Kimberly
epilepsy.
And,
well, what color is epilepsy?
I don't have a
painting for epilepsy.
This one,
I think
the
epilepsy
color is purple. Purple.
Purple.
But yeah, but my hand bracelet here is gold. So, but it says epilepsy.
So we should do a purple and a gold one.
Epilepsy
nope, but it's
is
on my
brain
list.
Injury itself. Epilepsy is a brain injury itself. So it would be green.
So,
yeah.
Or it would be it would be either brain battle or serenity. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was figuring that Casey would call into the show tonight, and I knew that, I mean, we are actually at, we've got 35 minutes left of the show, and Casey is technically, let's see, how many callers have we had? Casey is technically the third caller?
That'd be good.
I think he might get the prize tonight.
The pendant.
Casey, you get a prize tonight, buddy. Would you like
to
give Stephanie a prize tonight? I'm going to call you back
to
get the prize.
The prize would be something you'd give to Stephanie. I'm guessing.
Well, of course I'd give it to Stephanie. Yeah. She's unfortunate with her family tonight.
I know, but it's something for a girl. But I don't know who else you would give it to if not Stephanie. So I'm going to call you back on your phone number. This is your number, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm calling
you
back.
I was just doing the breath.
To get your address, okay?
All right, you call me later on then, or you call me just right now?
Yeah, I'm
going to
call you back later on, okay? I need to free up the line so that other people can call in tonight, okay?
All right. I just wanted
thank
to say, Lisa Marie, I think you had a wonderful, wonderful things, and Bon Jovi is a good artist. So.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. My favorite.
All right.
All
bye.
Right.
Good night, Casey. Bye. Casey's great. He's been on the show before, he has a great story, and his friend Stephanie has MS, and they've both been on my show before.
Nice.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
Very cool.
And they take care of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I have down a part of your mission statement is about your purpose is to open the door for conversations to raise awareness and to educate others about the invisible battle scars we endure every day. So that's your purpose. So how did you begin to create your line after you knew what you wanted your purpose to be?
How did I create my line after I knew what I wanted my purpose? No, I think I created the lines, and then I realized what my purpose was. I think it was backwards with me. I don't know. Good question. It's funny because I think it might have been backwards for me, you know, because like, there was just so much darkness. I mean, that's all I could see, you know. But the colors are just bright and cheerful and vibrant, and it changes people's moods when they see them. And, yeah, I don't know. And, of course, I just forgot what the hell the question was. I'm so bad.
No. You answered it perfectly well.
That's good, because I don't even remember what I was talking about.
No. You were talking about your art. So,
okay.
How do you find the strength to create your beautiful artwork?
Some days I wish I was creating now. I wish I was melting now. But right now I'm just designing, and I'm like the person with seven hats, you know. I'm doing everything, and it's not easy. But and it's hard when you're in pain. It's just so hard to, like, but it takes your mind off of it, you know. It takes your mind off the pain. So, like, I mean, I got to create again. I need to start melting again. I already got the next one. It's going to be black and white. It's going to be black with silver. That's my newest one that I've already, I have it in my head. I just got to get it on the canvas.
That sounds beautiful.
Because people are asking, you know, do you have black and white colors? I'm like, why would I have black and white colors? You know, what the heck? Those are just the negatives in my life. You know, that's what my poem says.
Yeah. What about,
you know, but
what else is popular? Blacks and pinks. Black and pink.
Well, that's my toxic.
Blacks and pinks are.
You get black.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk to some black and blue with some pink in it, you know. Toxic,
yeah, that,
is a good
the toxic
thing.
Is beautiful.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And toxic was made in the Battle of Barrington with the toxic mold.
Yeah.
That's where toxic
came
from. And brain battle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, both of those affect me. How did the process of going into business for yourself affect you mentally, spiritually, and psychologically? Any one of those? Like, how did the actually going into business, how did that make you feel about yourself and make you feel in general?
I'm scared. I don't know. I'm afraid I'm going to mess it up, you know. But I'm also, I feel I accomplished something in my life, you know. It's like, my God, it makes me feel proud of myself. But I have a disability. Here I am trying to run a business with a brain injury. It's not easy. It isn't easy. And I don't know. I'm winging it. I'm winging the whole thing. And I'm hoping to be successful enough to be able to hire people to work for me, because I can't. I don't know how to do it. I'm just winging it.
Yeah.
You know? I want this to stay in the world when I'm gone somehow, you know? I know this is a good vision. It's a good purpose. It can help so many people. And I don't know. I'm pushing, because I just don't know when our time is up, you know? And
exactly.
The physical stuff that I'm going through on some days is just, it's awful.
Intense.
The pain is awful. Mm-hmm.
So tell me about your symptoms. Tell me about your symptoms.
I get into these weird muscle spasms, like the bottom of my feet and then my hands. And now it's like starting in my neck. But, like, with the bottom of my feet, it gets really tight in the middle of my foot. And then you will, like, see my toes just spreading apart by themselves. Like, and I can't stop it. My whole foot will just go into, like, a weird spasm. Like, oh, my God, it's bad. And it's torture. And I can't fix it. It's been happening. It started in 2015 with my feet, like, being, like, purple. and like blue, like really ice cold, or like red and hot and burning. But now these cramps are just getting more and more intense, because now they're happening in other areas of my body. They're like muscle twitches, and muscle cramps, where they get stuck and you can't fix it. No.
Why did they think you had meningitis?
I had meningitis, supposedly, 2 or 3 months after I moved into that house, after I was injected with contrast dye. But the contrast dye, I feel, inflamed my brain. And the spinal tap showed it was viral meningitis. But like I said, I got my puzzle pieces together. But I ended up in rehab. Couldn't walk. I had to have braces made because I had like a drop foot or something. I think it was like called the drop foot back then.
Yeah.
I could only like lift, and then I could only like lift up my feet almost like a gait. Like my gait was like shuffled, like a Parkinson's gait of how I walk. When I lose the ability to walk, that's what happens to me. My feet get stuck on the ground. I've been walking now though since I had my first fashion show I had the debut of my fashion show. It was last October at the Strand here in Dover, and I'm pretty sure it was like that night, or was it like the day after, I lost the ability to walk again for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't cool. But I've been walking since October of last year. And then before that, it was like the summer last year where I lost the ability to walk again. I don't know what happens. It's just the weirdest. It's so weird. It's like I'm not getting Wi-Fi to my brain. My feet don't move when it happens to me.
Have you ever talked to anyone about these specific symptoms?
Oh, yeah. I mean, multiple sclerosis was, the diagnosis of multiple sclerosis passed around a few times with me. Parkinson's. Yeah, but it's all neuro. It's all neurotoxicity. I was just diagnosed with lupus, for God's sakes, last November at Brigham and Women's in Boston. So now I have another diagnosis of lupus. Come on. It's not. It's neurotoxicity. I know what it is.
Did they test your blood for that, and then they said
my antibodies. My antibodies are sky high. The ANA has been reacted, and that's been going back and forth for a couple of years. The lupus thing, and now I get the diagnosis, and I'm supposed to be on medication for that, and I refuse. I don't want to be on any medication. I don't want to be a customer anymore.
Yeah, have you ever taken any kind of medications that have helped you?
Yep, the Parkinson's meds actually helped me, which is really weird. It was called, it began with an F. No. What the heck's that medicine? Levodopa, Caparopa, Levonopa, something,
Levodopa. Yeah, I've heard of it. But
yeah,
you were never diagnosed with Parkinson's.
Nope, I just had the Parkinson's, the gait. I lost my brain. Because it's not just my feet, my hands are doing the same thing now. Like I'm dropping stuff and my hands are like locking up like the bottom of my feet. My ribs get like that. Underneath my ribs get locked up like that. It's my neck is doing it now. So, like I said, we don't know when we're gonna go. That's why I'm just pushing my art and my business. Like, you just, I don't know,
very
something
much.
Just
yeah,
doesn't
I
feel
know,
right,
I understand.
You know.
Mm-hmm. I understand. I've had many events happen in my life like that. You struggle. The only reason why I was diagnosed with MS, I mean, I truly believe in my diagnosis, but I was diagnosed because I could not walk one day. I had been diagnosed with many things before, but I could not walk. And then I was taken to the hospital, and the doctors there said, "You have the clearest cut case of MS we have ever seen." And you know what? At that point, I just listened. I said, "These are two hospitals I've gone to, and they've both said that I've had the clearest cut case." And then I found out that I was supposed to have been diagnosed. This was now 2013, that I should have been diagnosed in 2008, that another doctor had found out and had not told me. I had been to another neurologist, and they had found out and not told me. And I was so frustrated.
Oh, my gosh. I would not have been happy.
All these experiences really changed your opinion of the medical industry?
Hell yeah.
Lisa.
Oh, my God, yeah. We have to be our own advocates in the medical community.
I agree.
We have to be. And no, doctors don't like it when we go in there with a Dr. Google or whatever. But you know what? Google, I'm sorry, they're just right. They're just right on it. Dr. Google is on it. And the other doctors need to be more, what's the word I want? Like, they just need to be more open-minded, you know? They need to be more open-minded when their patients walk in there with Dr. Google next to them, because we know our own bodies. They're not in our bodies, you know? We're in groups where people actually have the same symptoms as us, you know, and oh my God, thank God for Facebook groups, man. You know,
when I first was diagnosed, that's right when Facebook had just opened their groups. We only have a couple of minutes left of the show. And so I have a couple of things that I have to do and ask you. First of all, I want to thank you very much for coming on tonight. I want to say to everyone who has been listening and unable to get into the studios tonight, the studio is probably very busy because so many people have been trying to call in. And I'm incredibly sorry if you have not been trying, if you've been trying to get in and calling and calling and calling, you haven't been able to get in. I'm sorry. But Elisa's True Colors is really hot, and everyone wants to hear Elisa's story, Elisa Marie's story. She's wonderful. She has a lot of inspiration and wisdom to give out. I have to say at the end of the show, neither Elisa or myself are experts. We only know our story. So please, if you have any questions, find someone who knows more about you and your body and what would be better for you. And listen to yourself first. Don't listen to us or anything you hear on the radio. Please, okay? We're not your experts. So Elisa, what does being your own hero mean to you?
Be your own advocate in life. Be your own hero.
Don't just keep
looking for the answers. You know, like my poem says, never stop seeking the answers or asking the questions why. You know, we have to just keep seeking and asking to what's wrong with us. You know, I mean, yeah, it's you have to be your own hero with everything. You have to hold yourself at night. If no one's there, hold you. You hold yourself, you know. You don't be in a relationship just to be in a relationship because you think, you know, that's the right thing to do. You know, you be in a relationship because you love that person, not because you're lonely or that's the, you know what I mean? I've learned so much.
Yeah, no, I totally
like,
know what
you know,
mean.
It's so crazy what I've learned.
It's pump the air.
See. Yeah.
You are right on. So how can any person become their own hero?
To listen to their women, listen to your intuition, listen to what you hear inside. Just listen that small voice because it's right. It's so right. And when you don't listen to it, oh man, that's not good. I've learned that too.
Things get really messed up if you don't listen to your intuition, people. Yeah, go Elisa. So if you could tell the world one thing, what would it be and why?
To hold on to hope and don't give in to the darkness, because you can end up keep fighting for what you believe in. Keep fighting for what you believe in and the passions that are inside you, and just, oh my God, just keep going and just don't give in to that, the darkness, and to suicide or the dark, you know, oh my God, just don't, because it's just, there is light, and you have to reach out for help. You have to put your pride aside, and you have to ask for help and not feel bad, you know, because there are people out there that will help you, you know, and to get to the next day. There are, even if it's a friend, you know, call them. You know, they understand. They'll try to understand.
And with that, I'd like to say thank you so much, Elisa, for being on my show tonight. Everyone out there,
oh, you're very welcome.
Tune in on July 13th for my next show. And it will most likely be with Elisa Marie. And I'm so excited about that. So June 13th, please tune in to Mess with MS. And I am very pleased. And I'm looking forward to the next show. And please listen to the next Brain Injury Radio Network show of Joey Giggles. Okay. Bye, everyone, and I'll talk to you later, Elisa. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye, Elisa.
Bye-bye. Thank you.